Sehr schön. Sehr schön.
Hi, yes, Jay, good morning.
Yeah, we're just waiting for members to log on because we're just getting out of the petitions meeting. So maybe just everybody else, Deputy Minister and all other members, let's just give 2 or 3 minutes so our members can log on and we'll start our meeting.
I've logged in.
Thank you, Honourable Mosamai, and I've seen other members as well. Okay. All right. If you can just give them all a moment. Thanks. Okay, still morning. Good morning, honorable members. I take it that most members have joined the meeting from our previous meeting. But I just want to go through in terms of who is present. We have Honorable Smith, Honorable Dudovu, Honorable Mikolakis, Honorable Maleka, Honorable Bartlett, Honorable Motomai, Honorable Dango, Honorable Ndongeni, Honorable Badenhorst. Okay. Christian, did you have any apologies?
Right, once again, Chairperson. No, we have not received anything, Chairperson.
Okay. But I know members also tend to join a few minutes into the meeting, but honourable members are welcome once again. And let me also once again welcome the minister. I would imagine the legal teams that are on the platform as well, from both the department and from parliament. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, thank you, welcome, and thank you. Just in terms of today's proceedings, honourable members, we intend dealing with the report on the amendments to the practical guidelines for employees, which we dealt with in the previous meeting, and then after that, we would look into the further deliberation and adoption of the proposed amendments to the Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes, Hate Speech Bill. That being said, honourable members, in our last meeting, we received a presentation on the proposed amendments to the practical guidelines for employees, and it was indicated that just to remind members that in terms of section 10, subsection 4B of the Act of the Public Disclosures Act, any proposed amendment must be submitted to Parliament for approval before publication in the Government Gazette. In our last meeting, the department, while they presented, they also responded to some questions raised in the last meeting. I would just ask members if they have any other comments they would want to raise about it, and if not, I would then want to propose that I table the committee report for honourable members. I'm not seeing any hands, but okay, thank you very much, Honourable Bartlett. Geshwin, if I may just request that you put the report on screen. Geshwin?
I will do so now, Chairperson.
Okay. Well, members would have received the report. Okay, I'm not sure what's the delay question, but okay, there we go. Okay, members, just in terms of the report, I want to assume that members had time to go through it. But in terms of the first point of the report, it makes reference to section 10.4a, where the ministry is obliged to issue practical guidelines which explain the provision of the act or procedures which are available in terms of any law to employees or workers who wish to report or otherwise remedy impropriety, and that the guidelines will be issued after consultation with the Minister of Public Service and Administration. Perhaps I wouldn't go into those details, but I take it that members read it, but obviously, as I said earlier, that in terms of section 10.4 subclause 4b, the guidelines must be approved by Parliament before publication in the Gazette. The point 4 and 5, I mean, point 4 deals more with procedure. Point 5 is more detailed on with regard to the amendment. Okay, members, I'm going to assume that you have read that, but in essence, as a committee, we want to make a recommendation that the House, the National Council of Provinces, approve the guidelines as tabled. Can I get any indication from members if they are happy with the report? If you want to make any additions and or corrections?
Chairperson, okay. Move for adoption of the report.
Okay, Honorable Dengo. Okay, if not, I was going to propose we move for the adoption. I see Honorable Dengo has moved for the adoption. Is there any second?
I second, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bartlett. Are there any objections and or abstentions? Any objections? None. Any abstentions? None. Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. The report is thus duly adopted. Honorable members, we'll then move on to the second agenda item with regard to the prevention and combating of hate crimes and hate speech both. Just in terms of our last meeting, which was held on the 25th of October 2023, the committee engaged in various matters. We dealt with proposed amendments on the bill that came through the public input process, as well as from the National Prosecuting Authority. And in general, members expressed support for the amendments. Further, there was support for the view that the maximum sentence should be reduced from 8 years to 5 years. With regard to whether we needed to further amend the definitions, in particular hatred, there was support that there was no need to amend the definition, as it was indicated that they are quite clear and aligned to PAPUDA and the Quelani judgment. Another view that was also raised was also with regard to the legislation being important and should not be delayed any further. So before our members, we can consider the amendments to the bill. I'm going to call our members if there are any further deliberation that members have before we get into that. And Honorable Mikulakis indicated to me that he would want to say something. Honorable Mikulakis?
Yes. Yes, good morning, Honorable Chair, members, Deputy Minister. Chairperson, yes. Just with regards to my own amendments that I have proposed, they have been put before the committee at the previous meeting and the one before that for general discussion. I would just like to request that they were formally tabled, and I would just like to request that they also be formally considered and voted on as formal proposals. You will remember that with regards to the sanction, I proposed that we return to what was initially proposed in the department's first draft that was tabled in the National Assembly. And then you will remember that my proposal for a definition was largely based on the judgment in Quilani, as well as one or two other examples from Canadian case law. Although we did have a general discussion on these, there was no formal indication from the committee to indicate whether there is general support or not. So I would like to request that we deal with it before we go to the document that was circulated, with a request that the committee just vote on those three amendments as well. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honourable Mikulakis. I think in terms of those proposals, well, I've been considering them as proposals, as all Honourable Members have been making proposals into this process. Obviously, the department had responded to these matters, and I think as the discussion went on further, I think Honourable Members did not necessarily indicate whether they let me put it this way, that they didn't indicate that they support those amendments as proposed. However, if you wish that you want us to vote on those proposed amendments, ordinarily I would indicate that we have always processed legislation and we've always reached a point where the support for an amendment would then go into it would then go back to the draft so that they can then make that amendment into the legislation. And thereafter, members would then, we would go through the process of voting on each and every amendment, right? But be that as it may, Honourable Mikulakis, I just wanted to see if there are any other members, but be that as it may, Honourable Mikulakis, I think the question, our procedural people on the platform,
yes, Chairperson, they are.
Who's on the platform?
Ms. Isaacs is here and myself, Chairperson.
From the procedural desk is Ms. Isaacs, right? Okay, and Gershwin, obviously from now I wanted the people from the procedural desk to be here. Okay, if they're here, that's great. All right. Let me take a point from Honourable Bidobu.
No, it's okay. If those who are going to help us with the procedure are available, they could do that. But I was a bit concerned about what Honourable Mikulakis wants us to do, to single out two issues. And if I heard him well, it's about the sentence. And the second one is about definitions. I thought perhaps that we are going to have the whole package, including all the submissions that are outstanding, place them before us. And at the end of the day, at the point that we adopt or we are about to adopt the report with amendments, we go to each amendment, not necessarily singling out two amendments out of the whole package. But if the people from procedure are here, they could guide us. But my view is that let's get the whole package. Let us go, if it means clause by clause, or consider those areas where we propose amendments. We should do that. And if we are to vote at that stage, we can do that. But not now, when everything has not been placed before us, including the submissions that he's talking about. But otherwise, I'm okay because the people from Bosija here. Thanks, sir.
Okay. No, thanks, Honorable Zito, because I think Honorable Nicolas, as you all know, in the past, we've always, in our report, if there's ever any other view on matters, we would always include it in the report. But obviously, I would appreciate that the procedural people advise. I'm not discounting what you're saying, Honorable Nicolas. I just wanted a clear advice from procedure if they're on the platform. I don't have a problem if we need to go that route. We'll do that. Gashan, who's on the platform?
My end is up, Chair.
Honorable Mazama. Okay, you want
yes,
to say something?
I was just want to say, the Honorable Mikaleka, he took my words. I was just want to state what actually he has said. I support him. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I'm not sure what Honorable Mikaleka is. Honorable Motamai, I didn't clearly get what you were saying, but be that as it may, can I get the procedural person?
Yes, Chair, but no, I'm the procedural person, Chair.
Oh, Gershwin. All right. Sorry, Gershwin. Maybe you can assist us. Thank you, Gershwin.
Yes, Chair. In terms of the question, Chairperson, the committee, in terms of the rules, the committee may set its own procedure. Just to do things formally, we can go through the clauses as proposed by Honorable Dodovo, and then any issues that have not been covered, the committee can then entertain after that. But there has to be a formal proposer and seconder to those issues, Chairperson.
Okay. All right. I think that clarifies the matter then. Thank you, Gashman. Honorable Nicolakis, I hope you are clarified, but I think I just want clarity from your side, especially with regard to what exactly you want us to consider. Is it the actual document that we were, the actual proposal that you made, was it two or three meetings ago? Is that the one that you want us to consider, or do you have anything outside, or has that been amended, etc.? I just want clarity on that.
Thank you, Chair. No, it is the exact document that I submitted 2 weeks ago. I've made it easier, and I have presented it in a draft form. So that is the wording that I propose we adopt. I do not want it to be treated as a special case. I want it to be considered just as we consider all the other amendments and proposed amendments. The reason why it is an exception is because that is the only formal written submission received from any of the members. I'm sure I would find a seconder for those proposals with an indication of when the appropriate time would be. But I do not want it to be considered as an exceptional case. It can be considered as we consider all the other amendments. Just one comment, Chairperson. I would not, however, be satisfied with it simply being recorded as a dissenting view. That would be ultimately when we vote on the bill, whether we as a party vote on the bill for or against. I would like to request that the amendments itself be dealt with in no different way than any of the other proposed amendments that would be before the committee. But it is the exact document that I tabled to.
That's fine. Thank you very much, Honorable Nicolakis. I think we'll then deal with that at a certain point. Okay, Honourable Members, I think what was presented, as I indicated in our previous meeting, we were considering proposed amendments to the bill. And I think today I'm going to request, I'm not sure, I think I understand that both the department and our legal team have jointly made the submission, or there has been agreement between the legal team in terms of what gets presented. I just wanted confirmation from Parliamentary Legal Services, because I understand the department will make the presentation, but I just want just confirmation from Parliamentary Legal Services. Suan, Ms.
Yes,
Abbott?
I have all the amendments that is passed to the committee, and I've liaised with the decree, and I have an agreement. It does reflect what was presented, including imprisonment and the submissions that were.
I don't know. It was just myself.
Or considered by the committee, so it does reflect what he has.
Thank you, Ms. Isaacs. I don't know, I remember, did you all hear that?
No, not at all.
Not really.
But I just got the last bit that where she said that it does reflect.
Can she repeat?
Sorry.
Ms. Isaacs, I don't know, Suan, if you can perhaps get a better bandwidth and just talk to us quickly, because I've also switched off my video.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry, about that, Chair. I was saying that I have considered all the document that the department had prepared. It does reflect what was put before the committee last week, including the issue about the term of imprisonment and the comments that the committee discussed from the public and were amenable to. So the document is a reflection of what the committee discussed.
Okay, thank you very much, Suan, for that confirmation. I think that being said, I'm just going to then request Mr. Dupre to perhaps just take us through the proposed amendments.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee and my Deputy Minister. Just allow me a second to share my screen, please. Shucks.
Can you hear
me? Yes, no, apologies, Madam Chair. I am just extremely confused to share screening this morning. I don't know why. Madam Chair, so I'm going to take you line by line through the proposed amendments. With regard to clause one, number one is the comments that were received and accepted by the Western Cape government. And if I may just highlight to you, this is the portion that will now be included in the bill is, or the proposed amendments to the National Assembly. Number two is also just a technical correction. And then you will recall that the department indicated to you with regard to the proposed amendments in number three and four that those definitions aren't really necessary. Number three, based on the recommendations made by the National Prosecuting Authority. Number five then also deals with the amendment proposed by the Western Cape government, which the committee will now recommend a rewording of that paragraph. And then with regard to number six, that's also the proposal from the department that it's strictly speaking not necessary to include that definition in clause one of the bill. And then with regard to clause three, number one, that was the proposal by the Western Cape government just to clarify that a person with one or more characteristics should also be included within the express ambit of that bill, or should clearly be included within the ambit of that bill. Then with regard to clause five, which deals with the victim impact statement, those amendments were affected as a result in number 1 and 2. Sorry, my apologies, Madam Chair. As proposed by, number 1 deals with the proposed amendment that was accepted, that came from the NPA, and number 2 then deals with the proposed amendment that was made by the Hate Crimes Working Group. It was also accepted by the committee. And then with regard to Clause 6, Madam Chair, the proposal is at this stage to delete the reference to 8 years and then to replace it with a reference to 5 years instead of reverting back to the version of or the wording of the bill as introduced where a distinction is drawn between first and second offenders. With regard to the distinction of first and second
Mr. Dupre?
Being a first and a second offender, if you look at recent examples. In Clause 7, those are the proposals by the NPA, and then as well as in Clause 8, Madam Chair. Well, yeah, actually, Madam Chair, that brings us to the end of this document. I don't know whether there are any questions at this stage, but this is the document.
It's fine. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Dupre, and I guess the legal team for that presentation. I think, our members, as a matter of procedure, we'll then go clause by clause in terms of whether there is agreement on the clauses. Can I get the document back, if you don't mind, either Gershwin or Mr. Dupre? Honourable Mikulakis, let me just take you, Honourable Mikulakis, because I consulted and I thought after we deal with this process, we'll move on to the next.
Chairperson, I just want to hopefully help to make the procedure a bit easier. Just in the case of myself, Honourable Badenhorst and Honourable Smit, we haven't had an opportunity to obtain a caucus mandate on that specifically. So if I may just ask throughout, because otherwise I have to say it with every clause, that it just be recorded that for now we have to unfortunately abstain on all of these. If that can just be recorded, it might save some time instead of having to say it with every single clause. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Mikulakis. I think that does assist me tremendously. Our members, if I can then just place clause 1 with regard to definition. The proposed amendments on clause 1, if there's a mover for the adoption of the amendment, Honorable de Dovo.
Yes, Honorable Chair, I move that we adopt clause 1 of the proposed bill.
I second, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Dodo, Honorable Bartlett. Okay, we note the DA's abstention. Are there any other, firstly, let me ask for any objections. Okay, if there are none, then the abstention of the DA is noted. Are there any other abstentions? Okay, if there are none, then I take it that the clause is duly adopted. We'll then move on to clause 3, yes? Okay, once again, honourable members, is there a mover for the adoption of the clause of the proposed amendment to clause 3?
I move, honourable chair.
Thank you, honourable Bartlett. A seconder, honourable Maleka?
I second, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Any objections? Okay, if none, we note the DA's abstention. Any other abstention? Okay, there aren't any other. Okay, then I remember that I take it that's clause three. The amendments to clause three are duly adopted. We'll then move on to clause five, victim impact statement. Once again, all members.
Honorable Dodovo.
Honorable Dodovo moves for the adoption of the proposed amendment. Any seconder?
Honorable Bartlett second.
On Bartle second, the amendment to clause five. Any objection? Okay, none. Abstention of the DA. I don't know who's speaking. Any objections once again? And members, you can hear me, right?
Yes,
okay, no objections. The DA's abstention is noted. And are there any other abstentions? If none, the proposed amendment to clause 5 is duly adopted. We'll then go to clause 6 with regard to penalties or orders. Is there any mover for the adoption of the proposed amendment to clause 6? Honorable Zedovo?
Yes, Honorable Chair. I move.
Any seconder? Honorable Okay. I'm just wondering what's going on. Okay. Honorable Mikolakis, let me just take your hand because...
Chairperson, just procedurally, and this is why I contacted you to discuss this, and we did. My proposal was that we deal with the amendments that I proposed specifically because it also relates to clause 6. I just want to know procedurally if I still have to then table my proposed clause 6, and we already and the committee already adopts this clause 6. What would the procedure then be? In my view, the other proposal, which was tabled first, should actually be discussed first before we actually can consider this clause 6. I just want to know procedurally if this is correct.
Okay, I thought we were going to go through this process because there was general consensus on it. I think your proposal, I thought we would deal with it after, but I think you are raising an issue with regard to that. But Honorable Mikolakis, because I think we also need to formalize your submission as well, because as far as I note, it has not even been seconded to the committee. Okay, Honorable Dodovo.
Yes, I think Honorable Mikolakis is right that at the point where we discuss a clause where he has an alternative submission, we can formally take with it, we can discuss it, and if we agree with him, we do. If we don't agree, we don't agree, and we can vote and vote the next round. This is my intention.
Okay, no, it's fine. Let me then take a pause here on clause 6. There were, Honorable Mikolakis, you mentioning the proposed amendment on clause 6 that was made by yourself. And if I remember clearly, it was to go back to the very initial proposal that was in the initial version of the bill before the National Assembly process. So perhaps let us maybe formalize your proposals in the first place. Okay, my apologies, members. I thought we could go through this process and then get to that one, but I think Honorable Mikulakis and Honorable Vito who have are correct. So that document per se or with regard to clause 6, Honorable Mikulakis had made a proposal. I think firstly, when we had deliberations, there was no support, you know, on what he had indicated. Let me try and ascertain whether there is any support for that. At least let it get seconded so it's not seen as an individual thing. So I would like
to second, Chair. Yeah,
thank you very much, thing. Honourable. Was it Honourable Smith?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Correct. Okay. Gershwin, do we have that clause? Do you have that document with you? And maybe if you could home in on clause 6.
The chief, if Mr. Drew could just remove his document.
Okay, all right. So honourable members, I think as this document was presented previously by Honorable Mikulakis. In essence, the suggestion is that maybe without having to, can't see the screen. So the proposal being put in terms of section 6.
Hey.
Yes.
Even though I have a colonial problem, but I said I support the Honorable, I support it.
You support? I'm not here.
I was saying you were needing a support on this bill of 6. I said I support Migamlaki on that.
Okay, Honorable Masamai, you're confusing me, but okay. I think there's support for the that we consider this amendment, firstly. Honorable members, let me then place to you the proposed amendment with regard to what is being proposed by Honorable Mikulakis with regard to section 6. Penalty. Obviously, we have the other proposal as well with regard to the maximum sentence being 5. What is this one? The maximum sentence is 5. However, it indicates that there would be a first conviction to a fine or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 years, or to both a fine and such imprisonment. And any subsequent conviction would then move on to a maximum of 5 years, etc. We have the two proposals that are on the table. I think I would, yeah. Okay, let me put
can the... I make can I make a proposal on procedure? Chair?
Sure.
Thank you. Chair, as this version by the Honorable Mikulakis is more defined, I think we should first decide, you know, in terms of the two proposals, because the one says only 5 years and this one is more extended, that we actually vote first or, you know, decide on whether we accept Honorable Mikulakis' amendment, and then you know, so that we first sort that out, and then we can agree on the amendment in total.
Okay, I don't have a problem which one we actually do first. Yeah. So, remember, just in terms of what is being proposed by Honourable Michalakis with regard to Section 6 on penalties, is there any support? Can I for this proposal? Can I get a mover? Honourable Michalakis moves.
I'll second, Chair.
Honourable Button or seconds. Are there any objections? Honourable members?
Honourable Chair, Madam, the one who's lost, I apologize for that. We, if we are to object, we object on what?
On the, there are two proposals on the table. We're dealing with the one of Honourable Michalakis. Okay, Gershwin?
Can we just provide some direction? For the two options on the table, we would need, in terms of Honourable Michalakis' option, the members to indicate yay or nay, whether they want to proceed with that. So the amount of people that are voting against and are voting yes, Chair.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gershwin, for that clarity. Okay. Can I get the people who are voting yes? I think it's Honourable Michalakis. Okay, it's fine. I think the DA, we take it, you're voting yes. Anyone else in addition to the DA?
Yes.
Honourable Motsumai. Okay. Are there any?
Yes. Yes, is perfect for the
Sorry, Honourable Motsumai.
I said yes.
Okay. All right. I thought you said eight. All right. That's fine.
Can't we just do this by raising our hands and our instruments, either yes or no or objections? It'd be easier than people shout.
All right. No, it's fine. It's just that I know some members might be challenged around that, but it's okay. I think those who are in support can raise their hands. Okay, it's just three hands that are raised. Thank you very much. Those who are against.
Chair, the Honourable Matumai indicated that he supports. So
I think we should note that one as well. That's fine. Thank you, Honourable Smith. Who votes against? Please raise your hand. Okay, we have four members that have voted against it. Are there any, I don't think there's any other objections in or abstentions?
I'm not voting, Anna.
I'll come in when there's a... I wouldn't come in if there are equal numbers of members voting for and against. Okay, so... Yeah. All right. So there are four that voted against. I take it there are no other objections and or abstentions. So I think the clause will not then carry. Let us then move on to the Honourable Michalakis.
Chairperson, according to my understanding, there were four votes in favour and four votes against. And
Sorry, my apologies.
It is that close, Chairperson, and in terms of Rule 153, you then have the casting vote.
Yes, I didn't understand Honourable Dodobo, because I think I'm not next to Gershwin, because you normally just do the counting, etc. All right, obviously, I would vote against as well. Okay, thank you. Honourable members, we'll then move on to the Clause 6 as initially as was presented earlier. Okay, if I can, with regard to this amendment on penalty and orders that maximum sentence be reduced to 5, if I can get a mover. People who are in support of this bill, of this amendment, of proposed amendment, please give me an indication. Please raise your hand, honourable members. I see your mics are open. Honourable Gajoro, honourable Bartlett.
I apologize. What are we voting for? I want to really follow you properly so that I don't make any mistakes. We say yes, this cost is okay. You said you must vote for what now?
No, we are done with the previous version of the amendment.
Yes, it was.
Now we're going to this version where we're reducing from 8 to 5 years, which is currently on the screen. If there's support for that, can you please raise your hand? I don't remember that I was muted, but I see Honorable Matamai then is also raised. Honorable Matamai, you cannot vote twice on a matter. So we have 5 members have voted in support of the clause. I take it, Honorable Matamai, are you abstaining or well, you can't? You voted in favor of the other. Okay. Are there any nays or noes? Objections to this thing, to the clause amendment? Okay, yeah. I think the DA has indicated that they abstain.
Thank you, Chair.
I would take it that that we will note the abstention. Anu Matsuma? Okay. All right. Be that as it may, the clause 6, this version where on page 6 in line 24, delete 8 entries, the trial gets carried. Thank you very much, all members. We'll then move on to clause 7. If I can get a mover for the amendment and a seconder, any mover for the
I move, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bartlett. Any seconder?
I second.
Thank you. We note the DA's abstentions. Are there any objections? Okay, no. All right. Thank you very much, all members. The clause gets carried. We then move on to clause...
Chair, I was out of the system. So I didn't know whether you finished to vote.
No, it's fine, Honorable Ndongeni. We're moving on to the next clause, which is clause 8.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Honorable members, in terms of the amendments to clause 8, if you can indicate support for the amendment. Okay, so there's a mover, a seconder. The abstention of the DA is noted. Any objections? Okay, none. I think clause 8 was the last clause. Thank you very much, all members. Then I think the clauses as presented are adopted. Armitologists, are your issues covered? You mentioned...
Almost, Chairperson. There are just two other amendments
right.
I propose
okay.
That we all need to vote, please.
All right. Okay. So should we, Vishwan, once again, please assist me. That was the one on clause 2 and the definition of... Okay. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So Honourable Members, once again, we went back to the proposal that was submitted by Honourable Michalakis with regard to Clause 4, the offence of hate speech.
Second that, too.
Okay, thank you very much. I think, anyway, are there any objections? Honourable Members?
No objection, Chair, no objection.
No, I'm waiting for members to respond. Honourable Members, are there any objections?
There is no response. That means there's no objection.
No, I see the mics are going on. Honourable Bartlett?
Sir?
Honourable Dodobo?
I object,
yes,
Chair.
I object.
Okay, I think it's the ANC objects. Are there any...
After a lot of cajoling, the object.
No, I think they're... Okay. No, it's fine, but all members, can you please be... Okay, let us then... Are there any other... Any abstentions? No? Okay. I think if then all members, the clause that is not carried, or the amendments to this clause won't be carried. We'll then go on to the last issue. I think it's...
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
There were as much support as there were objections. I don't think we are in a position to say whether it was supported or not. I heard as many members in support of it as members that objected.
I just took it like I normally do, Honourable Michalakis, as per party lines. Do you want members to raise their hands?
Yes, please, Chair.
We can do that also, if you wish.
Last time was very, very close, Chairperson, and you might be inclined to vote in favour of this one.
Okay. No, it's fine, Honourable Michalakis. So maybe, those are voting against. I'm just taking it, Honourable Michalakis, that the DA is voting for this, which will include the three members. Voting against it, Honourable Members, you must please raise your hands.
Honourable Chair,
yes.
You did not include Honourable Motsamai in the voting, so you are
but
making...
He didn't say anything. If he says something, I will include him. But if he doesn't say anything, I cannot include him.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Butler.
I raised my hand for this intimidation and shouting. Can I also just raise the hand and not speak on behalf of Honourable Motsamai? They didn't speak for himself.
No, it's fine. No, thank you very much. We have at least 2, 4, 6 members that are in support. That are against this clause. Any abstentions? I think the only other member who's not said anything that is on the platform is Honourable Motsamai. Okay. No, that's fine. Or maybe then this proposed amendment will not carry. We'll then move on to the last issue, which is with regard to the definition on Gershwin's definition on hatred. There we go. Once again, if members can indicate their support for the definition on hatred.
I second the proposal.
You can just raise your hands, please, Honourable Members. I think it will assist me. Make it easier. Thank you very much. Any other member so that I don't leave anyone out?
Point of order, Chair.
Honourable Smith?
Yes, Chair. Procedurally, Chair, can I be protected? The procedurally, it should first be seconded before it is put to vote. So that's why I said I am seconding it. So it wasn't voting, it was first seconded.
Okay. No, it's fine because I thought the issue that Honourable Michalakis had tabled was seconded already. But be that as it may. It's fine. Thank you very much, Honourable Smith. Let me not argue with you. Okay, thank you very much. Honourable Members, those in support, if you could raise your hand to the proposed amendment, I have three members that have raised their hands. Is there any other member? Okay, if not, members, if you can give me an indication for those members who are not in
Chair.
Support of this amendment.
Chair.
Honourable Mustama, yes, there you are.
I said I support the bill.
Honourable Mustama, we're dealing with a specific amendment, which is with regard to the definition on hatred that was proposed by Honourable Mikolaki.
I don't understand because I was having a problem of network here.
Okay, so can you see what's on your screen, Honourable Masalai? We're dealing with a proposal made by Honourable Mikolakis with regard to the definition of hatred. That's what we're dealing with. That's what is on the table. Either you support it or you don't. You need to give us an indication if you wish. If you want to abstain, it's really up to you. Or up to your party, per se.
No, right. I don't support it.
Okay, I'm now at the point of people of members who don't support the proposed amendment on the definition of hatred. If you can raise your hands and give me an indication like what Honourable Matamai did. Okay, I think Honourable Matamai has indicated that he doesn't support it as well. I'll just state it as indicated. I think that being said, Honourable Members, I think this proposal will not be carried forward. I think we've then done with this proposal, with dealing with the proposed amendments on the bill. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. This was the last item on our agenda. But let me thank you all, as well as all stakeholders that made input both in writing and verbally, as well as the department and also committee members who deliberated on the matters that came before the committee. I think we took quite some time as a Section 75 bill on this bill. It's actually been with us for quite a long period of time. And given the support for the proposed amendments, I think we will then in our next meeting deal with the committee report. And thereafter, honourable members, I think you'll probably receive the report in due course as well, so that in our next meeting we can deal with that matter. That being said, honourable members, I think we've had a pretty much long day with the previous meeting. And let me take this opportunity to thank you all and declare the meeting closed. For now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.